one of speak every year a little bit about the Shana Rabba, and it's one of the days that's difficult to speak because it's very little Rubai Kikula is in Teres Anista, Remizub Alma in anything to do with Halacha, but try to get a sense of the the secondary Yom Adin. I mean, in the in what we say, in the scholars we say Rosh Hashanah Yikaseivum, Yom Kippur Yichaseimun, Chsimas Yom Kippur, and yet we have these Rimozim that Hoshana Rabba is an Edet Chsima for something. So I'll try a little bit, we'll take a look at a Goyen and try a little bit to aim it on the Pshat over here. Ramos says, it's in Tofesh Samach Dalet, there's the Simen that deals with it. He says, V'yesh Mishe Kosav, he says like this, if Kosav Hoshanim Zal, Sheyesh Simen B'tzela Levona B'leila Shana Rabba, Sheyikro Loyer L'Kreiva B'Yisa Shana. There's some sort of Simen in the Tzela Levona of what's going to happen to a person. And then he brings that Lemaisa, we shouldn't be Mesasik with it, because it's not good, it's Faker, it's Lissar Masli. It's interesting that Ramah brings it, Pashat and Pshat Mistamel, just to give a sense of the Chshivas of the day. In Halacha, there's no in mitzad the dinei Torah is Shana Rabba is simply the last day of Sukkot. There's nothing there, so he brings it. I understand it's sort of a smach to understand why it has a chshivas dit. The Goyen says like this: Kosvu she'oz gemar din shel adam gamkein imamayim. He says that adam's gemar din. Lechura is bothered by a shaila. The Mishnah says there are four Rosh Hashanahs, and the Rosh Hashanahs that don't deal with Adam, there's no slichis, and there's no. I mean, you bring an oimer on Pesach, you bring shtal lechem ha-shvuas, there's no zecher in the tefillah that we're at almost yachasid as Yom Adin. So why Shana Rabba is different than that? That's mistam what the Goyim is bothered by. So he says, "She'oz gemar din shel ha'odom gam kinem ha'mayim." It's a gemar din of the odom together with mayim. So since it has in itself an inyan, and the kud of a gemar din of odom, so b'meilu there's the mokum of all this of the ribui of the tefillas and so on. Why is the sheet of odom? You could have said the chveis water is the most nitzach for odom. Without tvu, a person can live longer than without water. So the Goyen says no. The Goyen says shamayim chayim loylam, that mayim has chiyus. Ve'omru, and he brings another Rav Nosson, asor dvorim nikru chayim. So the v'chulu. So he brings another Rav Nosson that one of ten things that is called chayim is mayim. It's still not clear of where the sheet of, yes, I don't know, water has a tchuna of chiyustit, where's the sheet of with Adam? So the Goyen obviously understands that in the fact that water could be called chayim, something about the tchuna of mayim that it can get the name chayim tit, is shayach to is shayach to Adam. That's where there's a sheet of Adam, chiyus of Adam and chiyus of the mayim are together nidai. It's interesting also in that Bryce and Avraham Nosson, most things are very ruchnistic in Yonim Beis HaMikdash and Gan Eden and all sorts of things like that. Tzadikim, I think the only one, maybe there's one other one that's not. I think Eitz is Eitz Chaim, but that refers to certain Eitz called Eitz Chaim. Eitz Chaim is a very specific Eitz, and it's called Eitz Chaim because Shaych Todem. I think Mayim is the only one there that's sort of not a ruchnistic quality that's called Chaim. And then he says, "Uksiv v'nosu atzlolim sar tzilam elehim." So the going back on the part that says on the Levana part, he says because it says v'nosu atzlolim, so b'meila you have the inyan of the tzel on it. Why the Goyen says it here, I'm not sure, because the next one he says b'tzel al Levana, he's mefarish the second half of the memra. Shehi mimuna ala mayim. Levana is the koyach that's mimuna ala mayim. The only other place that I found it in, I didn't find it in any mokum of the Kadmoinim. It says it, the only place I could find it was a Megala Mukas. There's no brises about it, but he says that Levona is Mimuna Lamayim, so that's why it's Miyuchad Tzel Mayim. Be Misrabim Umischasrim Bechasoyin Tosefta. So he says a Svara that since Adam is, since the water is affected by Levona, it's the only thing that we have in the Bria that's visibly affected by Levona. The Shemesh is something that everything's affected by it. It's Pashat, the heat and the Tzmich and everything you see, that's a very visible Ashpah. Even though there are Nyanim that it says the Levona Gerish Rochim, there's Nyanim that the Levona caused to grow, but you don't see that. Mayim is the only thing that you see that the Levona is Mimuna. So the Goyen, if we can sort of line up what the Goyen is being Mevayer, the Goyen is saying that the Leila Shana Rabbah is Zman of Dinan Mayim. Since it's the Chag and the Chag Adam Zidna Lamayim and Shana Rabbah is the climax of the Chag, so the Ikid Din Mayim would be then. And since Mayim has in itself the quality of Chayim, and since Mayim is Nishlat Adi Alevona, this would be the Zman where the Levona is the one that's made on the person, whether he's going to live or not, and it's a Zman Din for him as well. That's, if I can put together all the Nekudas, that's basically what the Goyen is saying. So the Goyen is adding a lot of Nekudas, but still extremely, extremely difficult to begin to understand what he's talking about. There's a special Tosefes Din that we can't actually be oimed on, that's on Adam, because it's a Zman of Din on Mayim, and Mayim shares the quality of Chayim, and B'meila, the Shulton Lelevana is the one that's most that's the most boiled on this night, the Shulton Lelevana, and you can see it B'mloy Shulton. That's what the Goyen is saying. So let's take a look at another Goyen. This Goyen is an Aderet Elio, and the Goyen says Ve'ed Yala Mina Oretz. So first, just let's be oimed again on this nekuda. Water is the source of chias for the bria, even kepshuta. Without, you don't need the goyim fit. Even the tvua and the peiris and adam mayim is the thing they're most zakuk to. So we have a pasuk ve'idyalim in the arts. So the goyim brings a machlokes in beishas rabba pliger Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish. Rabbi Yechon ama ena nonim ela milamala. That the cloud comes from lamala. Shenema v'orim anani shmaya. V'ishlokish ama. V'ishlokish says, ein ananim el lamata, ananim from lamata. Shenema ma'al nesim ikzei oretz. Fine. So machlekes with ananim am lamata, milamala. Upirke Rebeloza ama. And again, we don't have exact this nusach in our Upirke Rebeloza, but Rebeloza speaks around it, doesn't quite say it. Balkaponim. Bizman sheyisrael in uysin v'tzayin yishol mokoyim mimayim atachtonim v'shoysim. That Klal Yisrael can be when the Oysen Tzayin Shal Mokum the Shoyse from Mayim Al Yoinim, when the Nari Tzayin Shal Mokum the Shoyse Mayim Tachtoinim. Vatam Vipnei She Yisrael Mechabrim Shemayim Varetz V'maseim Hanausim. Klal Yisrael has the ability to bridge Shemayim and Oretz. Ozi Ridak Shom Milomalo V'imloi Netzar Milomalo V'zeh Shoma V'odom Ayin Lavedes Adoma K'may L'Ovdol L'Shomro. That the Pasuk is telling us that since Adam wasn't there to be Lavad Sadoma, we needed to have eight Yalim in Oretz. Mipnei Shechus Maisel Gisham Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make an eight Yalim in Oretz. So the Goyen says over here, the Goyen is telling us that there's two Mehalchim of Gshamim. There's Geshem from Shemayim, and there's Geshem that's called Eid Yalim in Aretz. And the Chiluk, in other words, even if there's a Gzeira of Chiyus, meaning that either it's Nigza Chiyus, or the world needs to be Miskayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to keep the world, so it has to be water, there's a Mahalach of Kshamim, and there's a Mahalach of Eid Yalim in Aretz. Let's try to understand a little bit the nafgemina between these two inyanim, how it expresses itself. We've spoken many times that the difference between chai and a doime, and chai will include all types of chai, including tzameach, between chai and a doime is a doime needs no chiddush for its kiyum. A stone, if I find a stone laying here, I put it down here tonight, and I find it tomorrow, the kasha of why there's a stone here, why is the stone a stone now, is not a kasha. It was a stone, and the olav araya on being oikarit is something, if the stone is not here anymore, then my shayla is, why is it not here anymore? Who took it? Where did it go? If I sit a long time and the stone disintegrates, so I need to ask myself, where did the water come from, and so on. In a chai, it's the other way around. Nothing is chai now because it was chai yesterday. If it's not breathing now, the fact that it was breathing for 100 years before is not a siba for tzchius. Chius requires a constant chidush for it to be to have the shem chai. So anything that's chai without chidush, if the heart doesn't beat the next time around, then the person's not a chai. It needs a new heartbeat, and it needs a new neshima. Chayim requires constant chiddush for it to be, whereas those things that are doimim, faket, they are what they are, and they will be, and so on. If we ask ourselves, what is the if we ask ourselves, so things that are chai because of a chiddush, and things that are not chai exist as they exist. In the world of the Bale Chaim itself, we can also be oimed on those things that are living the way they were living yesterday. In other words, on the physical level, I need to breathe and eat today to survive. And yesterday's pula doesn't help. But within the world of Bale Chaim, I can just keep existing mitzad my toichin like I existed yesterday. A Bal Chai is programmed, and it does what it's programmed to do with not much changes. A person who's a Bal Bechira, Lechura, is also engaged in it, but at the end of the day, Kol Oid, his choices, so to speak, are within the realm of the physical world, then the pshat is he's just recycling whatever's there before. Today I'm hungry, tomorrow not so hungry, the day afterwards I'll be more hungry because I didn't eat so much. There's no real change. My ritzoinus and my taivus are pretty much the same, and they keep constantly recycling themselves. The only chiddush, the toisefes chius that is not of this world, is the only thing new that comes into this world. In the chelke chai of Adam, that is meshutef with the Bal Chaim, he is constant. I'm the same person, no big differences. The only newness in this world, the only chadash, in Tachas HaShemesh there's no chadash. The only thing new that can come into this world is not something physical, but something ruchnistic. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and the only chelik of Elikus that can come into this world is Elikus. The Maise Bria are finite, are finished, are frozen. But a person who's Mamshech, a new Chiyas and Ruchnias, that's possible to have something new. So if we're to look into the Chelek Abria that's called Chai, and disregard a minute the physical reality that needs a new heartbeat and a new neshima of air, if you had to ask ourselves mitzad toichnoi as a balchai, are there shinuyim? The answer is, depends on the person. If the person lives more or less as a balchai, the answer is no. It's a recycling of his ritzoinus. Let's give an example for that. Chaloimus. A person who's osuk with Yehura Yoim, so his chaloimus at night are of Yehura Yoim. It's a rehashing of Yehura Yoim. There's no chiddush there. A person who's mechuba lemaila gets a nevuah ketana, a chazoin, because there's a new injection milamala that can come through. So in the chelik achai that we call Adam, we have two dargas of chiyus. Chiyus with chiddush, and chiyus that's the same of enkel chodesh. And that's what the Goyen says. The Goyen says in Adar Salyor, the second Goyen we mentioned, the Goyen says over here that wherever we have two mehalchi chiyus in the world, not only on the physical level, but mitzad the pnimis ha'olam. There's kshamim, and there's ve'eid yale min ha'aretz. If klal yisrael's oisim ritzoyno shel makim, then there's geshem, there's a new hashpa milamala, and a person, like the pasuk we always say over, about the difference between Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael, ki aretz asher tavo shama l'rishta, loy ki aretz Mitzrayim hi asher yitzase misham, asher tizas ha'acha v'shkisa b'raglecha ki gana yorek. And we always mention that regel is always something of hergel. It's something that it just keeps coming up and down. It's the same water recycling and so on. V'aretz asher oivim sham l'rishta, v'deretz l'mot ha'shamayim tishtem moyim. So the Goyen is saying there are two mehalchim of chiyus. There's a mehalach of a recycling the chiyus, and that's the eid yalem in the aretz. That's masha hoyu masha yia. There's no difference. Ain kol chodesh. And then there's mitar shemayim tishter, where if there's avodas adam, a person is mamshech a chiddush into the bria, and b'melech the chiyus becomes a new chiyus. So on the pnimistical level, if a person brings in a chiddush and avodas Hashem, that becomes a new chiyus and a new ischachus. And that's shayach to Rol Chodesh. The two mehalchim of these two different types of hashpas are toluy in shemesh and levona and yireach. The shemesh, its mehalcha is yedua. The shemesh goes in a regular mehalach. And b'meila, anything that's nageya to physical kiyum belongs to the malchus of the shemesh. The levana is lo yada v'koyma. Levana is something which comes itim baruchah, itim miktzaris. It comes sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. It comes, it dries. It has in itself the element of chidush that you don't have in shemesh. And b'meila mayim belongs to that malchus. Mayim is something that, of all the physical nivroyim, mayim is the only thing that, when it's betnua, it's much better than when it's stationary. Most things suffer when they travel. If you kick around a rock around, it breaks, it disintegrates, it's not good for it. Menucha tends to be a better state for most of the bria. Water, if it's b'menucha, it becomes stagnant. It is stagnant, and it becomes putrefied, and it's not good to eat, not good to drink. Water that's constantly going, when it's mayim chayim, that's when it gets its mohus. So if the inyonim in the bria, that you can say its mohus lies whenever it's neveya, and it's neveya constantly with chidush, The only reflection that is mayim. So the Goyen is saying, the Goyen is giving us a sense that in the chelik habriya of chiddush, that malchus belongs to the levana, and b'meila we once explained the inyan of the tzeil are you toifus mokim that malchus? Something, if something is so transparent that it leaves no stamp on the medium that went through it, on the rays that went through it, it's ki'ilu, that doesn't have any mokum in its malchus. X-ray goes straight through something, so that thing doesn't count in the world of X-rays because it's transparent. If a person doesn't have a metzias in Levana, means that mitzadechius of the person that shaykh to Levana, it's not shaykh to it. So nisuch hamayim is bachag. In its quality of chiyus, it most specifically is shayach to Adam. It's the only inanimate thing that's chayim. And if in Adam you're being mafchin between chayim and chayim, the afchana lies, is it getting something new or is it just recycling its ritzoinis and its taivis and its tanugas and that's it? And Leila Shaina Rabba is the Zman Choysim for that. The it's interesting, and again these are nyanim that are beyond us, but the Karakemach says that one of the nyanim of Shaina Rabba is that it's 21 days. Karakemach is Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's Lefi Noisim, Rabbeinu Bechaya in Lefi subjects. He says that Hashanah Rabbah is the 21st day. It's both the 21st and the 26th if you're counting it from Chaf Hei Elul. He says it's Keneged. I don't think he spells it out completely, but it's obvious. The one is the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26. And one is the Shem Erke, which is 21. The Shem Havaya is the most cloliestic name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's koil debria as it is, and it's an understanding that everything that's in debria, as it is kol kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chura, that's the Shem of first. That's the Shem that's the most open Shem about it. The Shem of Erke carries in itself in a certain nekuda, a mile over the Shem Havaya, not mine, this is what it says, because the Shem Erke is Lashon Osid. In other words, when we try to peg HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as is, we're not being toifis the nekuda of Chiddush, which is the ultimate darg of Chiyus. Once we're being toifis HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Erke, that the Hanhaga, it's not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the koilul of all that is, but there's a constant new hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem Yimloich, there's not only a confidence that Hashem Yimloich, it's Hanhaga that is parallel to the Chaim we're talking about, where there's going to be new hashpas and new giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's kol neshem erke. I haven't seen this anyplace, but since the Seder Zemes, the difference between erke and havaya is the aleph and the vav. Shem havaya has a vav in it, yudke vavke, and shem erke has an aleph. The difference between a boyer and a be'er is the difference between a vav and an aleph. That the boyer is a vav, and b'meila mitzad what it has in it, mitzad what it's koilul in it, it's bigger than a be'er. A boyer can have a million cubic meters of water, but mitzad the asidus shaboy, mitzad the koyach achiyus that we're talking about, the be'er has an almost infinite capacity. Let me add one more knetch. In the tfisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof, we'll never ever be toifesit in the Shem Havaya, because the Shem Havaya is always referring to Olam Shem. It's a Shem Mole and Olam Mole. It's a full world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Klal Kulei of everything in the Bria. So fine, everything in the Bria is finite. when I'm toifes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Eke, in what will be, there I have I've touched on a nekud of Ein Sof. So mitzad what I'm conscious of and what I could possibly relate to as an Adam, Basherusham, Havaya is the closest of it, and it's the great big circle that defines when I put the entirety of the Bria into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm being done on what could be, that's believable. We're talking about things that are way beyond. Let's understand it, and let's be taifis it in a way that it's mechayev us. In Avodas Hashem, our initial tfisa is always a mahalach of as is. We have a picture. There's a Shulchan Aruch, big Shulchan Aruch, a lot of sif ketanim. But if you finish it and you do it all, that's it. That's not mechayev more than what is. Lefnim shows it, then we sort of scratch our head. What's that all about? What's the point of it? The Rambam, when he speaks about Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam says there's a chiyuv to get to know all of Torah, and the person has to be Meshalash Isman between Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. But once he finishes Mikra and Mishnah, his Ikalimud becomes Gemara, with Mikra and Mishnah done in a way that he shouldn't forget. Gemara is not a finite limud. Gemara is the chelk of Torah that keeps going, that keeps bringing new chiddush into the Bria. Because of all the places, the makom of Avodas Hashem, where chiddush is most pronounced, is in Torah. The Goyen says, it's a Goyen in Mishlei, Ki moitze moitze chayim, the yofer gotzim Hashem, so the Goyen adds a knetch here. The Goyen says that the school of chiyavs that lies in Torah is not just in Torah as is, but it's kimoitze moitzechayim. In other words, where there's a certain hoitzah, where a person schleps something out. The mechachim in Torah means that the person schleps something out from what's there. Because the mahalach of that chiyus pnimis is something that is where the chiyus on that dagger lies. We tend to focus, especially Yom Neroim, which is the din on the first level of chiyus, on what's pogum and what needs takana, and that certainly needs to be our avodah. We're far from any shleimus in that, and certainly a person needs to address that first level of chiyus. And the eight element arts on that target needs its avodah and so on. But the pnimius of tzuras adam, Chachameinu gave us a whole new tfis and havana in what is chiyus ha'adam with the tama elyon shabai. Not simply the physical chiyus, but the chiyus that requires that a person find a new deher in those inyanim. For the person that has that sensitivity, if a person feels he stops growing in learning and avoida and so on. And growing in this case means most specifically in finding a new tam in it, a new deher in it. Then it's a certain dagger chas shalom of misa. I was thinking once, it's fascinating. The Loshon Chachamim Marpei. When we talk about being of shanim being kola and yomim being kola, then we speak about Misa. That's, you know, the Kol Shnasa is Misa. My years have come to an end, my days have come to an end. when Chazal speak about Kolo Chadoshav, that's a Ben Shmoyne, Ben Teisha, then we talk about Chayim. Days, as they slip by, we're losing them. And every day that goes by, and every year that goes by, is another year gone. Chadoshim adds chiyus, because in as much as a person is mechadesh and mischadesh, the person becomes chai. In understanding a person's, it's a moment, it's an evening to be mevaker yourself, and to sort of look at yourself and ask, do I understand deeper than I understood? Whether it's in learning mamish, do I deher the olam mitzvahs differently? Is there any chiddush in my avoda, or did avoda become also the eight element arets? We're talking about chiyus. We're talking about people living. People live off eight element arets, keeps people alive, but betama tach, not betama elyon, doesn't give the person that chiyus. The chiyus that we're talking about is the chiyus where a person has a new deher, a new nekuda. I'm always astounded. We talk about different kavanas and davening, and it's hard to be mechaven davening. Rav Volbe, when he writes about davening, he says somebody who really davens finds that no two shmoneses are the same. Every day has a new hargosha in it. It's astounding, because we're struggling with the first darga, and he's putting down as a mahalach that second darga. It's something that. And anything that's not chai slips back. As soon as something is not, like we said before, in chayim, nothing stays as is. So it's a zman. I was thinking, when we say zecheinu lechayim, and we say chadesh aleinu, shana toiva, so the dogish, when we say it in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is on the second half. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now busy making a new cheshm, and he's giving out chayim again. So we madgish the Shana Toiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemechadesh Shana Toiva. I think Shana Rab is a time when the Hadgasha is on the Chadesh Aleinu Shana Toiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a certain bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Shana Toiva, but it can still be either with Mitar Shemayim, or it could be with Eidel Me'aretz. And the tefillah, the tefillahs for Mayim that we'll be saying tomorrow and so on, are kolul in it. That's mitzad the chutz of the bria. Mitzad the pnimius of the bria is that the koyach hachidosh betam elyon, that even the nyonim ruchnim, a person should see it should get a new ha'ara, a new hashpa. And the dogish should be the chadish aleinu shana toiva.
Mm-hmm.